Coming off a stormy and slippery weekend across the Northeast, the weather has thankfully settled down today. We are dealing with a fairly gusty breeze, though, behind that storm. At times, those wind gusts have reached up over 25 miles per hour, making the temperatures that are fairly cool feel a few degrees cooler. Now, the wind will turn a bit less gusty heading into tonight, so we won't be dealing with super bitterly cold wind chills, but it is going to be on the cold side as high pressure continues to build in. So at least with the high coming in, we're looking at dry weather tonight. But if you are going to be out, it will be cold. Temperatures will be generally in the single digits. A few spots, especially across the North Country, may go below zero. So it's a cold start to the day tomorrow. The kids need all of the winter weather gear at the bus stop, the heavy coats, the mittens or gloves, the scarves and hats. Tomorrow's weather will be very pretty. With high pressure in place, we're looking at dry air. Sunshine will mix with just a couple of high clouds going through the day. But I tell you, that sunshine, that's not really going to do much to move the thermometer tomorrow. So we're looking at temperatures that will be generally in the 20s to near 30 degrees tomorrow afternoon. So most areas will stay below the freezing mark during the day on Tuesday. And then that high pressure area will drift off to the east, and on Wednesday, we'll see some warmer air come in. So temperatures on Wednesday will generally come up above 40 across much of the area. Now, with that warmer push of air, we're looking at some more clouds on Wednesday, and there may be a shower, maybe even an icy patch or two on Wednesday morning. So that's something to keep in mind at this point. That this does not appear to be a high-impact event. And then some rain is likely to come through rather quickly Wednesday night, so a little round of rain then. And then on Thursday, following that round of rain, there may still be a couple of showers, and temperatures on Thursday should be up around 50 across much of the region, with 40s across the north. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the single digits above and below zero. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, with highs in the middle to upper 20s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low in the single digits above and below zero. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, with highs in the middle to upper 20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low 8 to 16. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and cool, high 30 to 35. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, with lows in the single digits. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and cool, but not as windy as today, high 25 to 30. Region-wide on Wednesday, a blend of clouds and sunshine, chance of a spotty shower, perhaps even a few icy spots, especially during the morning. Temperatures climb into the low and mid-40s on Wednesday, and then on Thursday, mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower, and even warmer on Thursday, high 46 to 54. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.